Hello, I am Andrew Richardson, and this is a story by Hilary Farmer. It's about trusting yourself and willing to be different. Now, Ty was a bird who was different from the others. He used to go off for long periods of time on his own, and Ty would fly for miles and miles, always curious to find out more about distant lands. And at first he would try to tell the other birds about the places he had visited and the things he had seen. But they weren't interested. They thought it was strange and unsafe to want to venture so far. And the other birds began to bully Ty and treat him as if he was some kind of alien species and not one of them. And Ty was deeply hurt. He became anxious when he was with the other birds and only truly happy when he felt the wind in his feathers as he flew alone to far distant places. There came a time when Ty decided that he could no longer stay with the other birds. Indeed, there was no point. They didn't share food with him and bullied him. So Ty began a journey. He hardly knew what he was looking for, but he did know that he needed to heal and to find peace. Ty journeyed for many miles, and at times he would encounter other birds, and sometimes he would spend time with them. But he was different. He stood out because of his experience. He couldn't be like other birds, and Ty knew only that he had an ache in his heart. He longed for peace. He longed for his pain to be eased. And then one day, as Ty flew restlessly on, up above the trees, he became aware of a golden bird that flew beside him. He watched fascinated as this bird dipped and dived and swooped. He admired the skill of the golden bird as he performed these acrobatics. And after a while, Ty and the golden bird landed by a river. "Teach me to fly like that," said Ty. The golden bird looked at Ty with great kindness. "First, you must shed your burden." "Tell me what to do," pleaded Ty. "I will do anything. You are carrying the weight of your past. Let it go and be who you are." And the two birds soared into the air. And as the golden bird swooped and dived, Ty let go of everything as he followed him, performing the same acrobatics as the golden bird. And after a while, and what seemed like hours, Ty realized that he could do what the golden bird could do. And that's not all. The movement through the air filled his heart with joy, love, and peace. And when the golden bird had left, Ty realized that his feathers had turned golden too. And at that moment, he knew what he had to do. Thank you for listening.